plan to spice up the NFL season was to add man-eating tigers to the game. We lost a lot of great players that day, and that was my bad. Now I'm bringing you the Caesars Sportsbook app. It's got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesars rewards, people. It's even better than Tiger Ball.
Must be 18. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Welcome to Stories of Sacrifice, World War II, American, POW, MIA's podcast. The voice of the missing in action and the voice of those buried as unknowns in our national cemeteries. I'm your host and lead researcher, John Bearer.
Over 75,000 service members are still listed as missing in action from World War II. Of those, over 30,000 are currently listed as active pursuit by the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency. Active pursuit meaning they could possibly be identified with the proper family reference sample DNA being on file with the Armed Forces DNA Identification Laboratory at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The process of donating DNA reference material is easy, painless, and free of charge. If you are the relative of a missing service member, you can contact the Service Casualty Office of the MIA for information on how to provide a DNA sample. The Service Casualty Office will mail to your home a DNA donor kit that contains a donor consent form, instruction form, 3 cheek swabs, and a shipping envelope. All you have to do is fill out the paperwork, rub the inside of your cheek with the swabs, place the swabs back into the containers, and affix the label. The collected samples are then placed in a pre-addressed and prepaid envelope and then mailed to the Armed Forces DNA Identification Lab at Dover. That's it. It's a completely painless process. To get more information about your missing in action relative, you can visit our website, uspowmiafamilylocating.com. And we can help you to determine if your relative is currently listed on the DPAA active pursuit list and the next steps to help get them identified. Just visit our website or email john@uspowmiafamilylocating.com.
Welcome to Stories of Sacrifice, American POW/MIA's podcast. Today marks the 79th anniversary of the fall of Corregidor Island during World War II.
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering over 200 engaging programs online. GCU invests in high demand areas such as nursing, teaching, and the sciences. Students engage with faculty who become partners in your success. GCU's online students received over $100 million in scholarships in 2020. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for.
On 7 May 1942, Corregidor Island, the island fortress at the entrance of Manila Bay, fell to the Japanese Imperial Army upon the fall of Bataan Peninsula on 9 April 1942, which led to the infamous Bataan Death March. Mainly starting in Marvielas on the southern tip of Bataan Peninsula on 9 April 1942, the prisoners were forced marched north to San Fernando and then taken by rail and cramped unsanitary boxcars further north. From there, they walked an additional 7 miles to Camp O'Donnell, a former Army Philippine training center used by the Japanese military to intern Filipino and American prisoners. During the main march, which lasted 5 to 10 days, depending on where the prisoners joined it, the captives were beaten, shot, bayoneted, and in many cases beheaded. A large number of those who made it to camp later died of starvation and disease. Only 54,000 prisoners reached the camp, though exact numbers are unknown. Some 2,500 Filipinos and 500 Americans, it is estimated to have died during the march, and an additional 26,000 Filipinos and 1,500 Americans died at Camp O'Donnell. Corregidor was the last bastion of the Filipino and American forces against the Japanese invasion. It was important for the Japanese to capture Corregidor that their navy could utilize Manila Bay for their campaign. The island was subjected to con- consistent shelling from more than 300 full-scale Japanese air raids, and hundreds of thousands of heavy artillery rounds, up to 16,000 on a single day. Lieutenant General Jonathan Wainwright, commander of forces on Corregidor, finally surrendered to the Japanese.
This is Lieutenant General Wainwright. Subject, surrender. It became apparent that the garrison on that forces would be eventually destroyed by aerial and artillery bombardment and by infantry supported by tanks which have overwhelmed Corregidor. After landing, General Hummel, with no agreement between us, I decided to accept, in the name of humanity, his proposal. You will therefore be guided accordingly, and will, I think will, surrender all troops under your command to the proper Japanese officer. This decision on my part, it was realized, were forced upon me by means entirely beyond my control.
Soars above our land, flag so proudly hailed. Be proud of this America. Realize. Prisoners of war, and MIA's America, what are we waiting for? Bring them home, bring them home. Eagle fly. Until we have them home again, eagle flies in chains. That's not all, America. Long ago. Uncle Sam forgets. Was not over for missing men, sick and dying vets. Bring them home, bring them home. Eagle flies in chains until we have them home again. Eagle flies in chains. Eagle flies.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hey, Washington, D.C. We all miss the cheers,
the tears,
and the touchdowns. The excitement of a last-second field goal to get the heart pumping. The football season's finally here. So now is the time to head to Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races to place your bets for Week 8. And placing your bets at the sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown Races is an easy way to earn exciting My Choice rewards all season long at the sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. Must be 21.